Pause recording.
Hello, everybody. Well, I just wanted to pop in here and say hello. I'm going to try this one more time and see if I, in fact, can upload a boom. But that's not what this is about. I'm just going to try on the 10-minute thing here. I think it's been good that I've been away for such a long time. The Lord has actually been doing a major work in my life. And I've learned a lot about the Holy Spirit. And it started out with reading a Benny Hinn book. And then the Lord was like, I want you and I to have our own relationship. I don't, you know, basically don't copy after other people and don't just come seeking signs and feel good. You know, that's what a lot of people want, is that feel good, that signs, the drunk in the spirit and all of that. But the Holy Spirit has so much more to offer than that, like just a personal relationship. And he wants people to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he wants to be able to, you know, he just wants to draw each of us in our own relationship with him. Personal, that's why they call it a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the what people don't realize is Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ are up in heaven. And the Holy Spirit is down here, who's in everybody that has accepted Jesus. And because those that accept Christ Jesus are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, so I just wanted to say, you know, I've been here kind of on a retreat, just taking a break long enough to tell you guys, and hopefully it'll upload to you. I'm not sure. I really pray it does, but, thank you. Anyway, I hope that all of you are doing well. I've missed hearing from you and all of that, but the Lord has had me somewhere else, and, like I said, just thought I'd come peek my head out of hiding long enough to say that hello, and hope you all are, you know, doing okay, and talk to you a little bit about what's been going on with me. I think it is, I've really pulled way back from a lot of internet talking, and on Facebook I've mostly been hanging out in the groups, like the different prophetic groups or prayer groups and things like that, and that's actually been better and more uplifting. I really have appreciated that. And for me, it's just been hard to not interact or react to the dramatic situations and traumatic situations that happen. To me, I tend to be such a sensitive person that, and then I have a hard time letting go. I have to, I gotta get it fixed, gotta get it fixed. It's gotta get okay, it's gotta be okay. And, you know, sometimes it's just not my problem. And so, you know, that doesn't sound very godly, you know, but at the same time, boundaries are really good because, you know, we have to, you know, so pull away sometimes and realize, hey, you know what? I'm not a part of the problem or the solution.
Amen.
And so just definitely well, you know, it's kind of a good thing. And it's just been really good to grow deeper with the Lord, and that's what I want. I've been wanting that now for I don't know how long, but and I've gone through some major things. But some of those are actually personal. But the Lord has given strength to me, and you know, teaching me, and that's what I want. And I think that it's necessary to be changed from the inside out, and to put myself in places where the Holy Spirit isn't going to be distressed. And, you know, the idea is to reach lost people who want Jesus. So those that don't want him, we have to pray for him. All the seeds come by prayer, and planting seeds by just being a blessing to people and trying to be a blessing. And, you know, I think I have the spirit to try to teach and preach to people. And I think in my zeal for trying to correct what was wrong in my Skype circles, I stepped on a few feet and, you know, I am sorry for causing hurt, but, you know, the thing is, I think that when something's wrong, it's wrong, and on the other side of the coin, there's always a better way to teach something or to talk about something or preach about something. So anyway, that's enough of that. But I think the Holy Spirit has a lot to teach me, and I'm willing to learn. And one thing is that I know he doesn't really want... I feel like it seemed he showed me a vision of like a plastic toy in a cage, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, "They just want me to perform," and the Holy Spirit wants people to come to know Jesus, and not focus so much on signs,
Amen.
Because the signs come after. Oh, I definitely believe the Holy Spirit has so much power, but I think that some people can abuse it, and some people actually have counterfeits, but I don't know who those would be, so I'm not even going there. It's just what the Lord has shown me. So, you know, don't send me hate mail. And if I get hate mail, then you know what? It's like, oh well, too bad. But anyway, that's kind of what happens. That's where I've been, and I just want to go deeper and deeper and deeper in the Lord and learn his ways, mm-hmm. and just get to alone with him and be in the Word. I feel like I've learned so much, and I want to learn more. I definitely believe the Lord will deliver me of anxiety disorder. Well, I've got breakfast here, and it's going to get cold, so I better eat it. Take care, everybody.